Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, I'm David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today we're speaking with Ed O'Connell. Ed is the founder of O'Connell Plumbing, which in my opinion had the best tagline ever, the only plumbing company highly recommended by my mother. It is both hilarious and clever, which is typical for Ed O'Connell. A little bit about Ed. He founded, grew, and ran O'Connell Plumbing. He built O'Connell Plumbing into a very successful residential plumbing company and sold it a few years ago. Among his long list of accomplishments, Ed was named the Service Roundtable Contributor of the Year and the Tom McCart Consultant of the Year. He is an industry consultant, and he is a mentor to two Service Nation Alliance contractor advisory boards. So welcome, Ed. Thank you for agreeing to talk with me. One of the consistent problems we hear from business owners is that they can't find good people. Now, you developed a program that I was always really impressed with called Two to a Truck that paired a trainee with a journeyman. You use this program yourself. You were very successful with it. And now you're teaching that program to other companies that you mentor in Service Nation Alliance. So I was wondering if you could walk me through this program, explain how it worked and what it did for you.
Okay. What I'd like to do first is give you a little history. I basically got tired of trying to find new help as long ago as 10 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago. I just couldn't find good help at all that was experienced, quote unquote. I kept getting just a rash of folks that said they were this, that, and the other thing. And then when I put them to work, they didn't prove worth anything. The main reason I decided to do a truck was to train somebody else, to give them a chance for a heck of a great career and grow my own people, train the way I wanted them to be trained, and to have the kind of loyalty that you get with folks who you give a chance to. And that's how the Two to a Truck got started, and that was the only reason. Along the way, and this will come up as I describe it, other great benefits came about from this, and so I'll start from there. It's just a great business model. It combines the ideas that I used to get me on a fast-track to growth without hiring the experienced plumbers. It was simple. One of the byproducts that was absolutely fantastic was it made me more money. Once I understood billable efficiency, it really took off as far as more money goes. So basically what it did for me was open the door to recruit for attitude and train for aptitude, and we've all heard that before. So that's how I got started. I got started because I wanted to grow my own, and then other things came along. To do this job, though, to follow this model, you must be priced accordingly. You must understand that service work billable efficiency is based on 4 billable hours a day. Because of the travel time, because of a million different reasons, you're lucky if you get 4 billable hours a day from one guy in a truck. So I had no idea when I put a helper in with a journey person that a lot of good things would happen, including more money. Performance pay. I really liked performance pay. I became a fan of that after really fighting it for a long time. And that really, really worked well.
So is performance pay a requirement of this program, or is it just something that is kind of a benefit? It would help you. It would be a little easier to implement if you had it in place.
It's not a necessity. I don't think it would even help you that much. What it does help you with, however, is if you implement Two to a Truck, the performance pay becomes incredibly financially viable for your technician. And that will, if nothing else, that'll really wed him to your company because they're making a lot of money. They can make a lot of money. My top two guys were making over $100,000 a year. So, yeah, it was really nice. And one of the things, this blew me away. Again and again and again, I talk to people and I say, well, how could you pay two guys and make money? And the fact of the matter is, all you really need to do is increase your billable efficiency by 1 hour to pay for a helper. That's all you need to do, and that'll pay for a helper all day long if you're priced right. So the fact of the matter is, if you can get, because you have a helper now, if you can get 5 or 6 billable hours, and my guys averaged 6 billable hours a day, which was 2 hours above the 4-hour national average, those extra 2 hours were just pure gravy for me. I started to make so much more. I'd say it jumped my profitability from around 8-10% up to 15-18%. To be honest, I never did hit that magic 20-22% that some other guys do. But I had very high labor rates where I was. So you can have Two to a Truck and increase your profitability. I think I should take a little bit of time to emphasize this point. You are paying one person for 8 hours, and they are only giving you 4 hours of billable time. Now, that should be enough to pay for everything in your company, all your overhead, your salaries, your take, whatever, and still leave you some profit. If you can increase that 4 hours to 5 or 6 hours, you don't need to raise your rates at all. It doesn't need to be built in because you could actually lower your rates if you want. Yeah, that's
all right. So what you're saying is at your existing flat rate, assuming that you've priced it all right, and you're assuming a billable efficiency of like 4 hours a day, the fact is the helper is going to make you more efficient and you're going to easily pay for him at the existing billable rate because you're going to get more work done.
Exactly. David, that's so important because the people I talk to, that's the hardest concept for them to get. How can I pay two guys and not raise my rates? It really is that easy. My guys got so spoiled. My lead plumbers got so spoiled with a helper that if the helper didn't show up for a day, they were whining all day long. One of the hardest things for our lead technicians to do is do the work, set up the work, do the work, take down the work, and do all the other minor selling jobs that we ask them to do or giving options. That is just, it takes so much time. But if our lead tech can be doing most of the work and our helper can be doing the setup, the takedown, the running to the truck for this, that, or the other thing, the cleaning of the truck, the gassing of the truck, all this stuff that our guys just don't like to do, it makes the morale of your lead tech just amazing. And if the lead tech can turn around and motivate the helper by showing him what a great career they're getting into, then everybody wins. Everybody just wins right off the bat. So the morale aspect of it is incredible. We give our single O lead techs a job. We send them out to the field, and then we just forget about them. They're out there all alone by themselves, and it can lead to lax work ethic and stuff like that. But with two to a truck, these guys are really motivated and really moving along.
They're focused. I mean, having two people work together, I think, increases your focus, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And so after a period of time, I would think that a motivated helper can assist with more sophisticated tasks and frees up the plumber to do other stuff like a whole house inspection and things like that. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's just no two ways about it. That's the second benefit. Time saved for the lead plumber by simply not having to do all the chop wood, carry water tasks. It's an amazing thing, and it's such a morale improver. Like I say, after a while, I had technicians from other companies wanting to come to work for me just because they knew they were going to get a helper to be with them all day long. So it just really worked out. One of the biggest things that worked for me and one of the biggest benefits, I'm not held hostage by a trained journeyman who says, if you don't give me an extra buck, I'm quitting. I always had someone in the pipeline. I said, go ahead, you quit. I said, in another 6 months, Joe's going to turn out and he'll just take your place. I don't care. And that attitude on my part helped me be one of the, I love being the boss again. Not nastily at all, but just being the boss. I was no longer held hostage.
It's one of those problems where you have a really high-skilled labor base and there's just not enough of them. It is possible to be held hostage by your skilled technicians.
You read about it all the time on our forums, you know, all the time. You know, when I say held hostage, I mean, I have guys tell me I'm not working overtime. I'm not going to pull a weekend shift. And in the old days, I'd have to say, okay, well, there's nothing I can do about it and try and bluff my way through. Now I could say, well, good. Guy up the street's hiring. Go see him. So I really love that aspect. Another great aspect of this is evaluating and training your future journeyman. Your guys can actually be making money for you now, especially if you start them off. I like to start my guys off in sewer and drain work. Within a couple of months, I could have them in a truck on their own if they want, if I needed it occasionally to do sewer and drain work for me. But as you said, doing all the peripheral stuff, and then after 2 or 3 months, I could have a guy go out in a water heater job, he'd sell a tank water heater. I'd say a good 50 to 80% of the job could be done by the helper while the main tech was in doing the rest of the selling. That really worked terrific. The sixth thing that I came up with as far as benefits was I had no anxiety about sending a guy out that wasn't fully trained because my helpers were always under the supervision of the lead technician, and I loved that. That was really fun. I could just rest and relax, go, oh, God, I'm not going to get a call that someone's house burned down or there was a flood or something like that. So I just loved it. I loved that part of it. I could actually relax, take time off, and not worry about what was going on in my shop.
Isn't there also an aspect to this that with two people working, there's a little bit of each of them supervising the other to some extent, right? I mean, I've sort of mentioned that with two people, you tend to stay a little more focused, but I think it also keeps you possibly from a little of the other tomfoolery that might happen.
Not only that, David, but I found out in more than a few cases, my helpers were better managers than my field tech. In other words, if my field tech started to stray off base, the helper would say, no, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing this. And it was all mapped out because I have actually checklists for experienced teams and I have checklists for brand new teams. And it worked perfectly. And all you had to do was follow the checklist. I mean, I'm a big believer in managing systems and procedures, not managing people. So that really, really worked well, like you said. And if presented right and communicated right from the helper to the technician didn't mind being managed if it was done in a cool way with a system and a procedure because it made more money. And that was a beautiful part of it.
That is good.
I think that's about it. It is a business model, and there's a huge gray area in between. For example, if you wanted to grow a little bit slow, you could have just maybe one helper that goes back and forth between journeymen. Although I think that kind of makes things slow down a little bit too much for me. But you can gear this for any way you want to gear it. Fast track growth, slow track growth, whatever you like.
You know, a lot of times I hear people say things like, that might work where you are outside of San Francisco, a big city. This is a kind of thing that would work well. But it strikes me that this is something that would work anywhere. Is that true?
It is. It's absolutely true. One of the people that really helped me out to codify this whole thing was a fellow that he's a member of the Service Roundtable named Troy Gardner. And he worked for somebody else, but he and I worked on this together to get it refined. Actual codification of this is really well thought out and proven. If I can brag just a little bit here, I have one client that just absolutely sticks out in my mind. He's from the San Antonio area in Texas, and he has gone from just his own self with one truck to hiring a helper. 2 years later in Texas, he turned him out as a helper that could go into a home. That's Texas licensing laws. And then 3 years later, he's now got six trucks. I think he's hitting his first $1 million a year. And he has to stop his growth. He's growing too fast because of using this method. And he hasn't hired an experienced guy in the last year.
So part and parcel of this is you had a plan, right? You had a training plan. It wasn't just, hey, I'll throw this helper into a truck and he's going to be working with a journeyman and eventually he'll learn what the journeyman has. You had a training plan set up for that guy, and you had clear expectations of what he should be able to do 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, 9 months, 12 months, etc. Is that basically true?
That's absolutely true. I had what I called a progression plan. And here's what you get paid your first 3 months. Here's what you paid your next 3 months. Here's what you get paid in a year. Here's what you get paid in 2 years. And after 2 years, you know, the sky's the limit with performance pay.
So, Ed O'Connell, thank you so much for spending this time with us today. This has been great information. I think this is a model that any service company could use for growth. I know there's a lot more about this than we are able to cover. If our listeners wanted to learn more about this or wanted to download some of the documents associated with it, how would they be able to do that?
Well, I am going to upload this stuff to the SRT Download Center. And
so the Service Roundtable Download Center. Okay.
Right. And then if anybody wants to get a hold of me, the best way is to drop me an email at ed.oconnell@outlook.com.
So that's ed.oconnell, and there's no apostrophe in it, right?
No.
ed.oconnell@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ed, okay. Thanks so much. This has been fabulous. Thanks again, and I know that the people who listen to our podcast are going to get a lot out of this.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.